This is 10 Minutes or Less, a weekly-ish podcast of the local church. I'm Brent Levy. Here we go. Welcome back, friends. We call this a weekly-ish podcast for a reason. We are doing the best we can, and we know you are too, but sometimes we need to stop and take a breath. We're trying to model that, give you permission to do the same. Because here's the thing, as I look at my calendar for the next 6 weeks, from now until New Year's practically, I don't see a lot of room for rest, for breath, for Sabbath. That is decidedly not what this season has come to be about. More on that in later episodes of 10 Minutes or Less. We're going to get there. But this week, for me and likely for many of you, we kick off the craziness with Thanksgiving. Now, some of you will cross rivers and roads over mountains and through valleys to arrive at your destination this week. Maybe you'll have kids or grandkids or granddogs and green bean casseroles or mashed potatoes and gravy and all the fixings in tow, along with that one thing that has to be on the table every year. For my family growing up, it was sauerkraut. No one ate it, but it had to be there. Maybe that's what you're in charge of this year. Others of you will spend that time in your own home, cooking and cleaning and straightening, stuffing turkeys with the good stuff and stuffing closets and drawers with all the other stuff that somehow finds its way onto every flat surface in your home. The kitchen counters, the bookshelves, the entryway table with mail from the summer. It can all go in a drawer. It's fine. You won't do as much arriving as you will waiting for guests to arrive, ready to throw open the door and swap out the coats and casseroles in your guests' hands for a drink or an appetizer or, I don't know, a baby, even. You may have a good idea of what to expect then if you've been doing it for years, or maybe you're trying something new this year. You could eat first and then watch football, or watch the inside of your eyelids, letting that tryptophan do its work. Or maybe you'll relax for a bit first and loosen up, settle in, watch the parade, catch up, or make small talk, that stock market, huh? And then gather around the spread for a blessing. In either case, as you look around the home or look around the room, you might be acutely aware that things are different this year than they were last year. Different than the year before, even. These holidays, Thanksgiving in particular, I think mark time in our lives. Because they force us to stop and take a breath as the rest of the world shuts down, and we end up taking stock, remembering things, and noticing differences in a way that we don't on normal days and normal weeks. For me, in my family, it always comes in that moment when everyone is finally together, when we've gathered from different rooms, all circling the dining room table, eyes moving from person to person to the rich harvest colors that make it so that the tablecloth underneath can barely be seen. We grab hands and we prepare to say the blessing, when just before we do that, time and space sort of collapse. In my mind, drifts to Thanksgiving's past. There, in that moment, holding hands, I not only see those who were there in the flesh, but I also can't help but see the faces of those who are no longer with us. Those whose laughter and love once filled that room. Or maybe for you, you look around and lament relationships that have become tattered and torn. You grieve the way your own family has grown fractured through the year, a certain presence or a certain void, reminding you of violent words given or received, moments when the worst of us was on full display. Or maybe for you, family doesn't mean what it does to others. Maybe for you, just the very thought of family brings with it feelings of isolation or heartache. Perhaps it's a numbness. Maybe your understanding of family is far from the idyllic stick figure existences we see on the rear windows of our automobiles, far from the white picket fences. And I say all of this to say, you're not alone. If this season kicks up some of those feelings for you, it's normal. You are normal. There's no such thing as the perfect family. Just think of the families we read in the pages of Scripture. There's Cain and Abel in the Old Testament. Two brothers, sons of Adam and Eve. Everything's going great until Cain kills his brother. Read a bit farther in Genesis and you get to Jacob. Jacob, who has a bunch of children with four different moms, and one of his sons, Joseph, is sold into slavery by his brothers and left for dead. There's the story of David and Bathsheba, where King David impregnates Bathsheba while her husband Uriah is off in battle. An attempt to cover up his own tracks doesn't pan out, so David sends Uriah to the front lines of the war and has him killed. And think of the situation that Jesus is born into. Mary is a teenage bride who has a child out of wedlock, one that doesn't even belong to her fiancé. Ah, family. There are countless other examples we could point to, but the bottom line is this. No matter how you're experiencing family this week and throughout this season, with all its mess and craziness, laughter and love, pits in your stomach or eyes welled with tears, know this. You are not alone. And not only do I trust that God is at work in your family even now to bind up wounds, to bring healing and peace where it's needed, reconciliation in places of conflict, glimpses of grace and moments of magic, but I am also so thankful that Jesus comes to redefine family. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus redefines and expands our family to include everyone. And in this redefinition of family, Jesus says to you and to me, whoever you are, wherever you come from, whether you feel like you don't fit in or you feel cut off from your own family, or if you've been hurt by those you've loved, here in me, in this body, in this community, you are family. You belong. And this week especially, wherever you find yourself and whoever you are, we believe that you are part of this family at the local church, and we give God thanks for you. So happy Thanksgiving, friends. Ten Minutes or Less is the podcast of the local church, a bold, inclusive new faith community committed to being with and for one another, our community, and the world. You'll find us in bold purple throughout Chatham County, North Carolina, but we are a new expression of Christ United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill. If you love what you hear, help make sure others hear it too. Would you share this podcast with a friend or post about it on Facebook, Twitter, or your Instagram story, wherever you're sharing stuff worth sharing these days? Ratings on Apple Podcasts are always a big help too, and we can't do this without your support. If you'd like to invest in the work that God's doing through the local church, including the cost to keep this podcast up and running, you can make a gift online. Visit thelocalchurchpbo.org and select Give. My email is in the show notes if you want to connect with me, and we're easy to find on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too. Just search for The Local Church or Local Church PBO, all one word. Thanks for listening. Travel safely and love where you are.